your net. Your net control tonight is kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location, Lake Bowen in Inman. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I've got an update on K1CJW for tonight.
K4OIM. All right, Chad, go ahead with your update.
Number one on this one for tonight, we'll count it as traffic. I did talk with Roland, K1CJW, out of Pickens today on the telephone. He's doing much better. He's has no idea when they're possibly going to release him. And he made a note to me today that he was ready to come home because the hospital is full of COVID patients. He said that the doctor came in today and told him that 9 out of 10 people in the hospital had COVID, and that they have beds with COVID patients in the hallways, and he is definitely ready to come home. But just continue to pray for him, and That's all I've got, Walt.
K4OIM. All right, Chad. Now, I appreciate you bringing out announcements or a piece of traffic to us. Roland's in my prayers, believe me. This time last year, I didn't know of anyone, not one person that I knew, that had died from the COVID. And in the last 2 weeks, I've had one cousin die. Another cousin's in hospice care now with it. They took her off of the ventilator, and her sister is in ICU on the ventilator. So everybody, if you would, continue praying for Roland. And thanks again, Chad, for that piece of traffic. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call K4OIM or net control. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directing net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give me your call, your name and location slowly, please, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right you portion. And before I do the pre-check-ins or echo link, are there any new hams out there that hadn't checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? If you would, please come on and give me your name, your call sign and your name and location, and we'll get you checked in and walk you through the process. So any new hams out there, call K4OIM or net control. But we got any new hams ready to check in this week. I will now begin the roll call with the pre-net check-ins, and I've got a pretty good list tonight. First up is W4FCM, Fred over there in Taylor's, and he brings along his wife, Isla, in 4IEI, and they're in Traveler's Rest, at KA5WLL. Ought to remember that. That's Leroy over at Taylor's. And then Pat, K4OSH down in Maulin, at KW4TS. That's my friend Jim over in Pelzer. And then KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KO4RUR, that's Chris over in Greenville. And KJ4ROZ, that's Nathan. I already known Nathan. Nathan's over in Greenville. And then KM4RJN, that's my good friend John. Used to be the Friday night net control station, but he moved from Inman up to Brown Summit, North Carolina. Glad to get you checked in, John. And hope that helps heal it up. And K4XMR, that's male down in Prosperity. Then AA4RM, Robert in Easley. And he is one of the alternate net controllers. And let's see, I got Robert, and then W4CTW, Tyler over in Taylor's, and KO4HKX, that's Patrick, my friend up in Penrose, and then W4MKH, that's Marshall from down in Jacksonville, Florida. And I've heard him on the radio by way of Echo Reek. They're thinking about moving and looking for some property up here in the northern region of South Carolina, or down in the southern part of North Carolina. And Marshall, if you're listening, glad to get you checked in from Jacksonville. All right, that takes care of the pre-check-ins. And I'll now go to EchoLink and see if I have anybody on there. Got one up there. W4, EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
W4MKH, Net Control.
W4MKH, K4OIM. Go ahead.
Hey, please log in, W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville. I have no traffic, and I'll try to hang around for the rag shoot. Since I pre-registered, I wasn't sure if I need to register over here when you got to the EchoLink or not.
Once you pre-check in, I checked that list up to 9 o'clock, and I'll write that down in my logbook, and after I get the pre-check-ins, I then go and check Echo Links. So you could have done it either way. You could have just checked in on the pre-check or over Echo Link, Marshall. Anyway, I've been listening to you on the radio, and good luck on your house hunting, and hope that you move up here close where you can hit this repeater and check in with us each night. All right, Marshall, I'll say 7-3s to you, and thanks for checking in by Echo Link.
All right, 73s, I'll stay around for the rag chew part, but I'm having some problems with this Echo Link tonight, if it's on my end or your end up there. So if I'm not here, just go ahead and skip me in, W4MKH.
I'll put you down for right chew. I'm not having any problem on this end with Echo Link. I hear you perfectly fine. So I've got you down for right chew, and after I get through calling the check-ins, we'll go to right chew, and then after right chew, after I close the net out, a bunch of them stick around, and we have a round table for not only the new hams, but any hams that want to know something or ask some questions. And there's always somebody on here that's got the knowledge to answer. It sure ain't me, but maybe you can stick around for that and make some comments there. Anyway, I'm going to get on with the regular RF portion of the net. And thanks again, Marshall, at 7-3. The regular RF portion of the net tonight, and tonight being Tuesday, we'll start with I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
4OIM. Please check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. And I will be negative and negative this evening. Over.
OIM. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4, JKV. My name is Duncan, up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4, OIM. Good evening there, Walt. It's great to hear your voice tonight. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
OIM. 4, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI on HT. Andy. Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Off to a good start here tonight. First up was KK4, JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo. You got in there quick tonight, James. Glad you could get checked in. And then we got KK4, JBQ, KK4JD, Joe, over in Greer. Glad you got in, Joe. And then KO4JKV, that's my friend Duncan up in Asheville. Thank you for checking in. You got a good signal getting into the repeater tonight, Duncan. Then KK4JBQ, that's my good friend Larry over in Greer. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And then, Andy, you getting pulled one over on me tonight. KI4LZI. That's my friend Andy up on Table Rock. And on the HT. You didn't fool me like last week. I had Table Rock broke down and you were mobile. But I got you in, Andy. Anybody else, I through L, India through Lima, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Got them all on that first go round. So now we'll move up to M through P, Mike through Papa. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Ken Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, that's Melvin up here in Hendersonville, and also check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Good to hear you, Walt.
OIM. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Air control, please check in. Kilo Fox 4. Charlie Kilo Tango. John, and I'm in Honeypack. Good evening, Walt, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short now.
Oh, man, I messed this up good. Looks like KF4's CKT. Charlie, that last station had checked in. Could you come back with your name, call, and location?
Sorry about that. This is Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango. You got the call right, but the name's John. John and Honey Affair. And good evening and good evening to all on Ned. I call the Anderson to me to Ned on Monday nights on 146-790. And everybody can come over and check in with me over there. Good evening, Walt. Good evening to everyone on the net. I'll be short time.
Net group. We got W4MKE Mike up in Hendersonville. And he brings along his wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. Mike, I know I messed up. Your name's Melvin, right?
You got it, Walt. You did good.
All right. Thank you. Then we got KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. Also, her daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they're over in Piedmont. And then was KF4CKC John over in Honeypay. I got it straightened out, John. Appreciate you checking in. Appreciate all of you checking in. And anybody else, Mike, through football, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Down straight tonight. They all checking in on the first go, and I'm still writing when the next one's checking in. But we'll get them straightened out. We'll move up now to the group Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with Q through T, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K-M. And Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Oh, I am. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm in Campobello, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
Be a short group. First, we had WM4S, that's my friend Chris, over in Lyman. Chris, I didn't get to make it to the Greer Club meeting last night. About 30 minutes before I was going to leave, our granddaughter fell and opened up a place on her head, and my daughter had to go over there and babysit while my granddaughter took her to the doctor. And I had my grandson here babysitting, so I didn't get to the meeting, but I'm sorry I didn't get there. I missed Dave and everybody, but I'll try to get there next month. And then we had KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, up in Campobello. And she is one of our alternate NCSs, and glad to get you checked in. And I didn't write Chad down when he checked in with the traffic, so I gotta count him, KO4NUE, Chad, that is Miss Anna's husband, and they both in Campobello. Thank you for checking in, Anna. You through T, please call K4OIM or net control. Now move it on up to the next group. U through Z, uniform through Zulu. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter U through Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. In the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and I'm mobile in Marietta, headed towards Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Walt.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville. Negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both named Mary 73s. And thanks for calling on the net tonight. Well, we'll be hanging around.
I messed that all up. Could you come back with all three of the call signs and names and the location? I didn't get nothing wrote down but KX4YM, and I lost it.
Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. Second call sign, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. Third call sign, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both named Mary.
Your name and location, please.
Greenville, QSL.
QSL, I got it, Scott. N4ZLK, Shane. Mobile over in Marietta. You had a good signal chain coming in the repeater. Then K4XB, Tommy over in Southern Greenville. Tommy, you had a good signal coming in, and thanks for being a regular checking in. It seems like everybody in here tonight's been a regular. Glad to see that. But I also like to see some new hams come in here. And then we got KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville, and he brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and then his daughter named Mary, KO4ILI, and they over in Greenville. I'll get this straightened out one week there, Scott, but I appreciate your patience. Anybody else, you through Z, please call K4OIM or net control. I took number out of this group, usually. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the first letter, the suffix you could call begins with A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
Delta Quebec Victor, Bob in Gray Court, negative, negative.
Hey.
Name is Bob, Bravo, Oscar, Bravo.
Here.
Gray Court.
I've got it, Bob.
Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative.
Evening, Walt. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Mr. Walt, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary.
Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you all on the net.
Overhead KC2DQV at Bob down in Gray Court. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, Bob. I'm glad you got checked in. We hear every night at 9 o'clock. Different net control each night. And all of us would be glad to get checked in each night. And thanks again, Bob. And then W4DJW, that's Dave, our net manager over in Greer. And if I understand everything right, Dave, you will be officially retired after tomorrow. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy your retirement. And then N4DJC, that's my good friend Jury over in Anderson. I haven't got to talk to you much, Gavry, but yet I ain't been on 2 meters much during the day. I've been on HF up on 40 meters a lot. And then KM4, oh man, the Miss Kurt's call sign up. KM4BCH, is that right, Kurt?
Well, it's Bravo Lima Hotel, BLH. How copy?
All right, I didn't have my ill right there, but I got you, Kurt. Appreciate you. And Kurt's over in Greenville. And then we got KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. He'll be the net control station tomorrow night, and after the formal portion of the net, or after the roll call, Gary has the swap net. If you got anything you want to buy, sell, or trade pertaining to ham radio, be sure to listen in tomorrow night. You might find something you want, or might can sell something you got that you want to get rid of. And then Gabriel brings along his wife, K3JOY, Miss Joy, and they're over in Easley. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
YM. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, and I'll hang around for some chew.
KB2, BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. And Dave, I've got you down for chew. I don't have but one more other person so far. But I've got a feeling I got another, and I know I'll stick around for some chew tonight, so glad you got checked in, Dave. Anybody else now, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Let's check in with 4 Alpha, Bob Bravo. This is Jack camping up in Mills River.
I am. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm back in Cobalt tonight in Piedmont, 73 U Walt. Everyone else on the net, I'll be negative and negative.
I didn't get all your call. All I got is Whiskey 4 Alpha. Could you come back with the rest of your call? And I believe you said you were camping at Mills River.
Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo, APB. And yes, I'm camping up in Mills River.
W4 APB, Jack, up in Mills River. Boy, you got the right time of the year to go. I hadn't been but one time this year. Went down to Hartwell to stay 2 nights. And the only campsite we could get, you couldn't get nowhere to fish, so that's the most miserable camping trip I went on. But I'm hoping to go again here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And you sounded good from up there at Mills River. Not too far from there, I don't think. I'm down here at Lake Bowen, off number 9. And appreciate you checking in, Jack. And then we got KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling over in Piedmont. Glad you could get checked in, Fred. Is there anybody else? E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Hotel. It's the first letter and suffix if you call begins with E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Portable, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
W4FHJ, that's Gene. Portable over there in Taylor's. You sounding all right tonight, Gene, to be portable. And I'm portable here, too. We had so much problems with the squirrels getting in the transformers here, and I was losing power, so I set my shack up to run off of solar. So I guess you could consider me portable, too, since I'm at my camper is my shack, and I'm running off of solar, charging the batteries. Glad to hear from you, Gene. All right, gonna open it up to the big group now. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a call sign at all, please call K4OIM or Net Control. It'll be a short list tonight. It started off good. When, one more time, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control. K4OIM, now securing a formal portion of the net, with my thanks for all that checked in tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We would now begin the right shoe portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between right shoes. So, the first one I got up on the stump tonight is Marshall. If Marshall's still in there on Echo Link, yeah, I still got him up. W4MKH, Marshall, down there in Jacksonville, Florida. What you got on your mind, buddy?
Let's see. K4OIM, this is W4MKH. Man, I never have anything on my mind. It's usually blank. I think it has something to do with being old. Anyway, as you said earlier, we're looking to move up to the area. And so what I'm trying to do now, some people may wonder why I'm checking into a net up there from down here. I'm wanting to get to know some of the hams up there. So when I move up, I'm not a stranger. And so actually, coverage for the different repeaters is one of the big things I'm looking for wherever we end up there. I did have one question for the net, and I'll turn it back over to net control. Does anybody have an update on SID? What was this? W4IOE? I would love to hear how he's doing and if he actually got home from the hospital or something. W4MKH, back to the control.
No, I didn't know SID was in the hospital. As I was calling the net, I noticed he hadn't checked in, and did he have the virus?
No, from what I understand from just listening on the radio yesterday to a couple of guys talking, I don't remember who it was, you know, he does not have COVID and they expect him to go home today or maybe tomorrow, something like that. So it may not be too bad, but I kind of talked to on or actually checked into the Sunday night net in Hendersonville when I was up there back in July for 3 weeks, and kind of got to know Sid a little bit from that. We've exchanged some emails and stuff about the area, so I just hoping he was had some good news about him. Back to net control.
My 38th week of calling the net, and we lost several operators during that 38 weeks, and it, I go back through my logbook and see their call sign and their name and all, and see that they passed. Does anybody have any information on Sid?
K4IYM W4DJW. I was waiting to see if anybody had any more recent. What I got is from when I checked in on the net on Sunday, which is that he had cellulitis. And I don't think he's going to be in there long, but I haven't had an update since then. So if anybody does check in regularly over there, like if KK4JFO, I think he checks in over there too. So if he checks in, he may know something. Just trying to think of other people that check in up there that may know more than I know. But that's all I have. It wasn't COVID. It was cellulitis, and I don't think he's going to have to be in there very long. W4DJW back to K4OIM and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
WK4OIM with Marshall, W4MCH down in Jacksonville. I'll be listening around up there, Marshall, and see if I can find out anything tomorrow, because I'm retired and I fell out of my shack. I had a stroke, fell out of the shack, broke my neck 3 years ago. And I stayed out here in the shack from about 8 o'clock in the morning till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And I've always got 2-meter ready. Well, I got the 2-meter and my HF on. But I've been mostly monitoring this repeater. And I'll go up there tomorrow and see if I can reach that repeater up there and see if I can find out anything. And if you can, check into the net tomorrow, and we might be able to find out something for you, Marshall. So W4MCH is K4OIM. Have you got anything else for us?
Okay, just a clarification. That's Mike Kilo Hotel for the suffix there. I was just writing an email to Sid, and I'm going to kick it off to him, but he's in the hospital. I don't know if he'll be able to respond to that. And I wanted to check into the net up there, but I can't do that from home because it doesn't have Echolink access. So while I was looking around for that, that's how I found this net, and thought I'd just be checking in here. Seems like there's a lot of people blend between both nets. And I guess that's about it from me tonight, and I'll pass it back to net control and let you get on with the next guy up on the stump. Besides, if I get too high on the stump, I get dizzy and may fall off. W4MKH, back to net control.
I don't know why, but it is showing up on Echolink is W4 Mike Charlie Hotel. But I'll straight it out to Mike Kilo Hotel in my logbook here. And I see your last name's Harrison's. Are you related to any Harrisons up here around Glassy Mountain?
Not that I know of, and if I was, they probably wouldn't claim me, you know. I'm seeing it as a KH on my end, but that may be because I had to put my stuff into the software, so I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm definitely not related, I know of, to any Harrisons up there. My mama's background is Kel, and I see there's some Kels up in the area, but I don't know if I'm related to any of them or not either.
Oh, when it went back to Echolink, it is showing MKH. dial that off on my key, it goes back to MCH. I don't know what's going on with that gold rate tonight, but it's a good connection with you. And, Marshall, I thank you for checking in tonight, and be sure to check back in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock if you can. And if I've got any information or if I hear anything, I'll try to pass it on to you. So W4MKH, Marshall down in Jacksonville, Florida. This is K4OIM. Sam 3, and thanks for checking in, Marshall. Anybody else out there that wants to check into the net, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. KIA4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylor's.
Well, we're on the list, KI4DTY, that Daniel over in Taylor's. Better late than never. Glad to get you checked in anytime, Daniel. And thanks for checking in. Anybody else out there want to check in late, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Nothing there, so we'll move up to the next one on the stump. And the only other one I've got on the stump so far. And that is KB2BYQ, Dave over at Easley. What you got on your mind tonight, Dave?
Oh, I am. This KB2BYQ. How you doing, Walt? I just want to say prayers and best wishes to Roland. I hope he gets out of the hospital pretty soon. Boy, I wouldn't want to be cooped up with all those COVID patients. But, I had a NFED dipole, 40 meters to 10 meters. I had it thrown up over the top of my roof, my house. It was acting as an inverted V. Wasn't really happy with it. So I bought 2 10-foot sections of metal conduit, sunk it in concrete out in the way back in my yard. So I got that running as a sloper now from 8 foot to 30 feet. And I'm really impressed with the difference it made. Back to you, Net.
Never had up an infield. I'll never give them a try. Had up all kind of dipoles. I got one out here on the ground now that I got to go into the matching transformer and see what shorted out in it. It was a E antenna. I ordered from DX Engineering. It was a 80 through 10 meters, a fan dipole. Or that thing was aggravating getting tuned. You tune the 80 meter portion of it, and it had a trap on it. It was 40 meters and 80 meters. But every time you tuned one of the other bands, it would detune that band. And you had to find the balance between that 80-40 length and then the 20 meter length and the 15 meter. And then the 10 meter down at the bottom. That thing was aggravating the tune, but man, it worked like a champ. And somehow water got up into the matching transformer up there, and it shorted out. I got it laying on the ground out here, but I wasn't going to do without an antenna on the HF. And I put up just an 80-40 meter dipole up about, I got the center of it up probably 40, 45 feet. And it comes down into an inverted V with the ends only up about 15 feet off the ground. And I got an antenna launcher. I ain't never tried it. One of those like a potato gun. And I got the tree limbs to bring it on up. I got to go up to the wire man and get me some paracord. I've got that one on to get on up. And I got a 20-meter double bazooka dipole out here. I roll up, I need to get up. Then I got a 6-meter dipole I need to get up. And if that ain't enough, I got a Cushcraft A3 tri-bender beam out there. I've got the tower, I've got the rotor, I've got everything I need to get it up. I just, my health ain't been good here in the last few months, and just ain't had time, been too hot. I got all these antennas out here to get up, but I'll get them up before it gets too cold. So, KB2BYQ, K4ORAM.
I am KB2BYQ. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be busy, Walt. Me being 71 years old with congestive heart disease, it takes me forever to do anything anymore. I mean, I started to put this sloper up on Friday, ended up getting it up on Monday, so I know it takes forever. But, yeah, at least we get things done. Back to you.
I'll soon be 74, and 3 years ago, this past September the 4th, I was down here in my shack, and my back door flew open, and I went back there to close it, and just as I got to the door, I had a stroke. It fell out head first and broke my neck. I stayed in the hospital altogether about 6 months. Had to wear that doggone neck brace for a year and a half. And they got me on 17 different medications now. And some of it just slows me down. I walk like I'm drunk. And I had to go back to the VA about a month ago. And they said go to physical therapy. When the doctor came out into the waiting room and got me, he was watching how I walked with that cane, and he got me back there and done a few exercises. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you off of that cane, Walt. I said, that's great. And I'd be a son of a gun. He went back there and come out with one of them walkers. I mean, it's a nice one. It got hand brakes on it, got a little seat on it, and a little box down there where you can put stuff, like if you went to the ham fest. But I brought that walker home, and it's sitting on the walker I brought it home, and it's sitting on the front porch. I still use my cane to get around out here. Some days I can get around without it. Other days, they had to put 6 plates in my neck, and some of the nerves I've damaged when I broke my neck, and then they had to cut some to put them plates in there. I had to fuse my neck back together, and I got that neuropathy, and it's really bothering my legs. I'll wake up at night and have to throw the cover back to see if I remember to take my boots and my pants off, because I can't feel nothing in my legs. So I know how it is, getting old and slowing down, Dave. But you sure don't sound like you know 71 years old. KB2BYQ, K4OIM.
I am KB2BYQ. Oh yeah, Walt, trust me, I am 71. You could tell just by seeing me walk around here, I'm like an old man. But hey, we're getting things done in our old age, so that's all that counts. All right, Walt, I'm going to let you go and have fun with your round table, and we'll be talking to you later. KB2BYQ.
BYQ. K4OIM. All right, Dave, I enjoyed you sticking around for some comments. So I'll say 73s, and I don't know if anybody's going to be around for the round table or not tonight, but we'll see. So I'll say 73s, Dave. All right. Anybody else out there want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call K4OIM or net control. It looks like that took care of all the business for the net tonight. So, I will now close the net out. I'll send my net report, and I'll be right back to close the net. K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With my thanks for all that took the time to check in tonight, whether it was a pre-check-in or Echo Link in the RF section, I really appreciate each and every one of you. And with that, I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use and see if anybody's going to stick around for the round table. So 7-3's, good night, and God bless.
OIM, KO4NUE.
NUE, K4OIM. Good evening, Chad. How you doing today?
How's your, sore? How's your sore in your mouth coming along?
I know, Chad. The prayers must have been answered. That big growth under my tongue is going on down smaller and smaller, and I'm in very, very little pain. I can live with this. But, man, it's every time I turn around, Chad, it's I've got to go to a wake, or somebody want me to be a pallbearer. I mean, I've never had this many people that I know die within, I'd say, 6 months, Chad.
Well, it's tough. We've lost three family members to COVID. Two of them matriarchs of the family. And we lost them within eight days, all three of them. And it just was just a really tough blow for us. And like I said, I've got my dad out here that's, we need to watch his health. And then Anna's mother, she's immunocompromised, so we have to be really, really careful with, trying to stay as sanitary as possible because we just, we've learned the hard way when we lost three people that we just, and the thing is, you can't even, as far as me and Anna goes, we couldn't even go to the funeral. I mean, we could go, but there's a big risk that comes with that, and we just can't do it, So that's just, it's tough. I get it, but I'm glad your swelling's going down, and glad you're not in a lot of pain. But at any rate, I've got some questions for you tonight, if you're available.
Yeah, plenty of time. Go ahead, I'll see if I can answer them, and if I can't, maybe Larry or Andy or somebody's on here that can, so go ahead, Chad. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
First thing I want to tell you is I'm running the crossband repeater tonight, so it times out at the 3-minute mark. I cannot turn the time limit down. I think it's just pre-programmed into the radio to keep it from getting too hot. So just be advised that after 3 minutes, my radio will cut you out or cut me out. You should hear a tone, but I just want to make sure you know that. So, with that, let me let this repeater cycle before I start. KO4 NUE, station ID.